RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When you're trying to think about accomplishing a goal, figuring out what you want to do with your life, or feeling lost, you may ask yourself some questions. And you may say to yourself, okay, how do I get this accomplished? What's the first step? What do I do? Do I have it in me to actually push myself? We all ask ourselves these questions all the time, especially if we want to change careers or excel in the career that we're already in. My guest today is Diane Lang. She's a positive living expert, life coach, and psychotherapist. Welcome to the show, Diane. So, if we're thinking about upping the ante, trying to accomplish a goal, or changing jobs, or getting a promotion, what are some of the questions we should be asking ourselves?
Well, first, thank you so much for having me on as a guest today. Few things you want to think about when you're first starting with any goals, and especially with New Year's coming, a lot of people are really on those New Year's resolution and setting goals and priorities, but you want to ask yourself the question, am I ready and willing to commit to these goals? Because if you're not ready to change and you're not willing to put 100% commitment into it, you're not going to get there and you're going to get disappointed. We know most people set up those New Year's resolutions for January 1st, and by about January 17th, most are already done trying and they've given up. And a lot of that is because they really weren't ready to commit and to give that all. And you have to be ready to change. And if you're still not ready for change, then you're really setting yourself up for failure. So first question, am I ready to make this commitment to myself?
Okay, so go on. Second question, I want to get through all of these because this is huge. This is a great topic.
Well, you know, another thing to think about, too, is for a lot of people, they're asked themselves some questions, and they say they don't get an answer. And that happens a lot because we have fear covering our answers. And one of the things you can do is really start thinking about and feeling what comes up when I ask myself a question. So if you ask yourself the question, like, what is my purpose? What do I love? What is my passion? And you're thinking about, you know, switching jobs or reentering the workforce after being home with kids or any of that, and you start asking yourself that question and nothing comes up for you, you want to pay attention to how your body responds to it. Because even if we're not getting an answer emotionally or mentally, physically, our body reacts. So am I feeling nervous? Do I get tense? Does my stomach start to turn? Does it give me a headache? And you can get a lot of clues, too, just from your physical symptoms. So start paying attention. It's called the mind-body connection. Not to just what comes up mentally, but what comes up physically from how we're feeling. A lot of questions bring up a lot of fear. And when we pay attention to that, then we can tune in and go, oh, my God, I've been getting headaches. I get nauseous when I talk about it. My stomach hurts. I'm really fearful. Let me dive in a little into the fear.
Yeah, so fear is definitely a deterrent to succeeding and being afraid of what you're going to encounter and be afraid of that commitment even is something that holds people back. I know it's held me back for various things I've wanted to do. Fear of, am I able? Can I have it? Do I have the time? Will it do, you know, all of these things. Give us some more of them because these are great questions we have to ask ourselves.
Sure. Now, one of the questions you really want to ask yourself, and this could go for anybody at any age, is am I waiting for my real life to begin? And if I am, what am I waiting for? And that's a big one because a lot of people will be living other people's lives. They're living what society says we should. They're living what our parents told us to do. What comes easier? A life of mediocrity because that's easier. I'm comfortable. But the truth is, are you living a life that you want? And you really want to dive in with that question. Again, am I living the life my parents set up for me? Is this what society expects? Is this what I want? And then another way to look at it, too, is am I expecting perfection? A lot of people will settle because they're perfectionists and they can't strive hard enough to reach that because there is no such thing as perfection. Or are you setting unrealistic expectations up where, again, you can't reach it? So you want to look at that side. And then you want to look at the fear, as we just talked about. Is fear controlling me? Is it stopping me? You know, fear is always going to be there. So what you want to do is you want to feel the fear. You don't want to push it aside. You don't want to bury it and hide it and push it down because it's going to rear its ugly head over and over again. You want to really feel it, face it, accept it, so then you can move on. And also, are you waiting for someone else to make you happy? A lot of us will say, we'll be happy when I get married, when I have kids, when I have better friendships, when I finish my college degree. So if we're waiting for someone or something to make us happier, we're never going to get there because we're going to be stuck on that kind of vicious cycle, I'll be happy when. So you want to ask yourself those questions. Am I waiting for my real life to begin, and what am I waiting for? And for most people, that question really, it really stirs something up inside.
Yikes. I'm scared of those questions. And am I waiting for my real life to begin? And even people with, and I say to myself, Diane, that I mean, I am lucky. I'm blessed. I have two wonderful children, a great job, but then some, and a wonderful husband. But sometimes I do say, this isn't the life I knew I would have. I knew I would be this or have more money or have. And so that's a scary question, because then we have to sort of face our either inadequacies or our failures, or are we waiting for someone else to come knock on our door and say, here, you've won the lottery, or here. So how do we reconcile ourselves if we ask ourselves that question? How do we reconcile ourselves to the answer?
Well, there's a few things. One is, especially for midlife, late 30s to 60s, we start getting that kind of feeling of discontentment, boredom, confusion. And what happens is we set these goals in our 20s that we expect to hit by 35, by 40, by 45. I'm going to make this much money. I'm going to live here. I'm going to have this type of house. I'm going to drive this car, whatever it is that we set up. And somewhere at that end of, you know, like 30s, midlife, 40s, most of us have to come to the realization of what dreams didn't come true and which ones we still want to hold on to and which ones really were not serving us anymore. They might have been serving us in our 20s or even before that, but they're not serving us anymore. So you want to look at your old identity, and then you want to look at where you want to be. And that's an important thing, because why we get that feeling is because we're kind of in a transition. This is who we were, and this is where we want to be. And there's two things. If you're not sure where you want to be or who you want to be, then you need to create that vision. You really need to sit down and write out, who do I want to be? What type of person? And that's more than just your job and your money and your kids and your house. It's really about, what type of personality do I want to be? Do I want to become more empathetic? Do I want to be kinder? And not just to others, but self-compassionate, self-kindness. Do I give myself enough respect? Do I want to love myself more? Do I want to pay it forward more? Do I want to be more grateful? You want to think of those things as well. And the one thing to remember for everybody is, the one constant in life is change. We're always going to change. So if you try to hold on to where you are and staying the same, it's never going to happen, because even if you don't change, your world around you is going to change. So you really want to set up that vision. Where do I want to be? Who do I want to be? And that will help you go from your old identity to your new identity. But if you don't know where you're going, then you can't change.
Well, true. And also, you can't stop things from changing, like kids from growing up and moving away and going to college. And as much as you'd like to keep them at 8 years old, you just can't do that. So you have to envision what you can do once they go away to college and the empty nest. I mean, all of these things. And you feel sometimes like you're running out of time, like you're getting older. I'm 51 and I feel like, oh, my God, if I don't do it now, I'm just going to run out of time. But in the last 30 or 40 seconds here, give us your best advice for asking yourself those questions and trying to set yourself up to succeed with your answers.
Well, you know what? You just said something that really sets us up. First thing is, work on what you can control, not what you can't. If you constantly focus on what you have no control over, then it's just like banging your head into a brick wall over and over again. Work on what you can. If you can control it, then you can ask yourself the questions of, what do I want to do? What's the first step that I can take to make this accomplishment or reach this goal? But again, it has to be something you can have control over, and take small steps. Don't like think of change as it has to be this huge thing. It could be small baby steps, and the most important is, every day, try to take a little bit of a risk, step outside of your comfort zone, and you'll be surprised where you end up.
Every day, try to take a little bit of a risk, absolutely, and ask yourself those questions. Where do you want to be? What have you been? What do you think you can change? These are all great questions for being able to succeed. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.